Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on itoin.com using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, so going live today on the actual day. Today was Jolie's first day taking the school bus, and I have to tell you guys, it was so freaking hard. She just had this like independence, which I love that about her, but at the same time, it was so easy for her to like wave bye to me, and it kind of broke my heart. Not that I wanted her to be like crying. Obviously, I want her to be strong and like super independent, but I was so happy for her because she was super happy. And I did not cry in front of her, but the second that she got on the bus and I waved bye to her, I straight up went in like the house and bawled my eyes out. So that was really hard. I'm counting down the minutes until the bus comes back in a few hours. Mark, did you cry the first time that happened?
You know, it's so funny. We don't have buses out here in Southern California. I mean, not true. We do, but it's not standard and it's not common. It's only certain areas get them. So no, our kids have never gone away on a bus from us before.
Like, can you even imagine how that would feel? Like,
yes, 100%. But also like you're excited because she's not freaking out and crying.
Yeah.
But you're so sad and all you want to do is freak out and cry. Yeah, I totally get what you're going through.
It was so hard. And I've, you know, obviously my ex was there because, you know, it's a big day and he asked, it's not his day today, but he asked if he could come. And I was like, absolutely. Like, she's going to, you know, love both of us there. And then I think like seeing him too was just another, I kind of said, there's just a lot of transitions going on right now. And it was just very emotional. Like the whole thing, like so many things that has happened just in the last month, like with her going to school, us being finalized, like it was just like this release of emotions. And it was really hard. But my thing is like, you know, when she gets off the bus and like, how does she know where her classroom is? And Is she okay? Is she crying right now in school? And you know, she's probably running around in circles having the best time of her life. But I'm like, she's probably in a corner somewhere, like crying.
No, but it's so good for her. And it's so good for you.
It is.
I think it's good for everybody, but I get it.
And then the saddest thing was Jace. He's like,
Jojo, oh. And just like crying for her. I was just like, ugh. But yeah, it's the Band-Aid has been peeled. And so now it's just time to get back on that regular routine. And I'm super pumped because we have Benjamin Heldfond coming on, and he has a book out called Our Happy Divorce. And it's been really cool. I've appreciated so many of you that have reached out to me on Instagram and DMing me, and someone recommended his book. And so I've recently ordered it, but I'm excited to talk to him and about his journey, because happy and divorce just don't really, to me, go hand in hand. So I'm curious to hear how he got to a happy divorce. So we'll be right back. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women Prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. Ben?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm so good. Well, first of all, thank you so much for coming on Wind Down. I appreciate it. And you were someone, you were recommended, because I have like the sweetest Instagram followers, and they always are like sending me inspirational things or things to make me laugh or helpful people. And you were one of the names that came up. And I remember reading, or like I ordered your book on Amazon, but I was like, happy and divorce just don't seem to go together right now. And so I'm like, I need him on to understand like how those two can be, how there is a happy divorce. So
yeah, it
welcome.
Sort of seems like an oxymoron.
It really does. I'm like, I wouldn't wish a divorce on like my worst enemy. Mm-hmm. But can you just like give the listeners a little, and me like a little background of who you are and where you're at in your life and how this all came about?
Yeah. Who am I?
who is Ben?
yeah. Who is Ben? That's actually something that is an ever evolving answer. But my ex-wife and I, Nikki, we got divorced 14 years ago. And just like every sort of, I guess, marriage ending, it doesn't end on a winning streak. Mm-hmm. It doesn't end because everything's great. And it's a process that, and it wasn't for us that we didn't wake up one day and say, let's get divorced. It was a, long process, and all the negative stuff that goes on with divorce is you're dealing with the business decision, but you're also, or business decisions, but the problem is you put the emotional stuff on top of it. Mm-hmm. Right. And those two together never, ever mix well. And then you have the kids who are the ones that face the consequences of that. So anyways, we got divorced, and I left the house and angry, resentful.
Was mad. There one side that wanted the divorce more than the other, or?
I think both of us, looking back on it now, wanted it. I think Nikki is a different person than I am, and she would rather have fixed it and stayed together, but for the wrong reasons, for our mm-hmm. son. Mm-hmm. And so looking back on it, yes, the answer to the question is yes. But I was the one who was a little bit more angry, bitter, blame shifting. It was all her fault, and unwillingness to take a look at my side. And I think one of the things that I did, which is a mistake that I wouldn't recommend to anybody, was that I called a lawyer first. I sat with him and I told him what I wanted. And that was, basically the Cliff Note version of it was I wanted to destroy Nikki, and show the world how, how I perceived her. And he gladly took my retainer, and he a week later sent me a game plan, novel on how we were going to do it. And it was exactly what I wanted to hear, or thought I wanted to hear. And I was on a plane. I kept it for a week. For some reason, I didn't read it. And I was on a plane coming back from LA on a red eye to Florida, and I pulled it out and I read it and I opened it and I got 2 pages into it. And I don't know what it was at that time, at that moment, but it was the first time in a long time that I was honest. And I was, I saw things clearly. I got this, gut feeling. And part of it was my experience with my parents, who had a high conflict divorce, wore the roses in the 80s. There was one way of doing it. And that was just like the movie. And my siblings were trapped in the middle of it. And we ended up getting the emotional bill, or having to pay the emotional bill for something we had no choice in. We didn't order the restaurant. We didn't order the wine, the food, anything. Mm-hmm. And I was able to tap into that experience on that plane that night. And I also came to that understanding and awareness that there is no way in the history of relationships that it can be one person's fault. Mm. And so I called the lawyer on Monday, said thank you, but no thank you. And wow. then I made the second call, which should have been my first one, that if you're listening and you're going through a divorce, I called the therapist. Mm. And I also have been sober for quite a long time, and I called my sponsor, and I started working on the emotional side and tried to clean up. And for the first time in that process, it wasn't about Nikki. Mm. It wasn't about what she did. This was my side of the street. Shockingly, it didn't take that long, for me to come to the, sobering, no pun intended, conclusion that I wouldn't want to be married to me either. Mm. I wasn't the man, I wasn't the father, I wasn't showing up in this life the way, that I literally thought I was. and so, anyways, that's the, you know, emotional side that we, and then Nikki was doing that work too.
Thank you for sharing that. But also, when you got to that realization, was there a part of you that was like, wait, Nikki, let's try to fix this?
Absolutely not.
No, okay.
It didn't change that Nikki and I mean, that was clear, you know, that Nikki and I were just not put, you know, we were put on this earth for one reason, and that was to make a beautiful child. Mm. And so, but what I did do was I called her after I called the lawyer and said, thank you, but no, thank you. I called her and I said, Nikki, I just need some time. I'm not in any space to, you know, move forward. Not that we're not moving forward, but to go into this, you know, business, legal, whatever you want to call it, space. And, you know, to her credit and grace, she gave me that time. She said, take as much time as you need. And so she then went on and did some work on herself with a therapist. I did. Mm-hmm. And then I came to her and I called her and, you know, about a month later, maybe it wasn't that long, but, asked her to coffee and sat her down. And, for the first and, only time, I think, even to this day, we had an authentic, intimate moment where I apologized to her and, you know, she did too. And she apologized to me back. And look, it didn't turn into our happy divorce right after that. But all of a sudden there was like a weight lifted off of both of our chests and there was some room to move. It wasn't just this focus of, bitterness and resentment. And then it made the process, like the process wasn't easy from there. It just was, it was a lot simpler. Mm-hmm. You know, that was the turning point. And then the next question I asked her was, does she have any problem with joint custody, you know, of our son, 50-50, everything? And she said, absolutely not. And I said, Nikki, all the other stuff, you know, we can work on, you know, that's the easy part. But, you know, from that moment to where we are 14 years later, if you had told me or her 14 years ago that we would have the life and the relationship we have today, and be co-authors of a book and, wow, and live, travel together and have, wow, we live seven houses down from each other. You know, she's remarried, I'm remarried. Everybody, we go on family vacations and we would have said, you're out of your mind. You know, mm-hmm, it just was so, we just wanted to be in the same room together and be able to, you know, go to Asher's sporting events or his plays at school, mm-hmm, and not have him have to, as he's walking over to his parents who are sitting apart from each other, mm-hmm, like play in his mind, because this is what I had to do. Okay, I think I went over to mom last time. Do I have to go over to dad, you know, because I don't want to make mom feel bad, or I don't want to make dad feel. And that's the kind of stuff that goes on in kids' heads when their parents, you know, are in this, you know, high conflict situation. So that was the goal. And mm-hmm, then, you know, so a lot of it was faking until we made it. Like we would sit at Asher's events and, you know, if she were sitting here, she'd probably say the same thing, but she was the last person I wanted to sit next to. She was the last person that I wanted to smile, you know, and because there was still that emotional stuff. There was that still that, you know, washing machine inside of me of it's not like it all just disappeared. But eventually it just became more natural.
And what do you, because I feel like that's the part where I'm struggling with the most, is like biting my lip, because there's so many, mm-hmm, things I want to say. And I would give anything to have that lunch there, the whatever that you said you had. To have that just like a apology and the, you know, and for just like from a really honest and true place, like it's just that like broke my heart when you said that, because that would just be like everything. And it's like, but I just don't think I'll ever really get that, which is just the acceptance that I have to now accept. And so it's moving, going down the other road of, okay, that's not going to actually happen. So now I have to try to be around someone and it's like, we're trying and doing the very best we can, but there's still so many times when I want to be like, I want to say something and it's, you know, I'm holding myself back. Cause I'm like, okay, what we have right now, we're as cordial as we can be. And, you know, we're really just communicating about the kids. But when I hear that, you know, you guys are going on family trips, it's like, yeah, that seems like the farthest thing that would right. ever happen, or even be like a friend or I could fight in or trust again, you know? So it's like.
Yeah. And that's such a good point, because, and this is where, you know, when we tell our story, even in the book, it is, we want to be very intentional and let people know that we get it. Like, mm-hmm. again, if you had told us 14 years ago that we'd be doing this, just like you, I would have answered never. Mm-hmm. You know, I would have said never. And you know, but because of the commitment to our son, and I think that gets lost a lot of times in divorces, and it's not done intentionally, or they don't premeditate how they're going to do it, or my parents didn't. But these emotions, right, these negative hodgepodge, melting pot of emotions sort of get the best of people, and they make decisions that aren't really in the best interest of their kids. And, you know, I, not to be inauthentic, but there were plenty of times where I bit my tongue. Mm. I wanted to say something. There were plenty of times when Nikki bit her tongue, right? But you know, now it's been a little easier where we don't necessarily have to bite our tongue because we can be honest with each other. You know, there are still things. We still fight. You know, it's not, you know, this land of...
You're like, oh, that's why I divorced you. Okay.
Exactly. And it's, okay. It's a lot easier to accept when she's my best friend than even, you know, but my ex-wife in the beginning. But when people listen to this and you're going through it, it's really, truly... an understanding that we've been there and we could never have imagined this. And it might not happen for everybody, but just, you know, maybe hold space in there for and some curiosity to the possibility. Right.
For sure. And I do get that. And it's just, I think where I'm kind of struggling is I'm still in the grieving process of it. And when, you know, we talk, he's very much like, get over it. This is our reality. And I'm like, but I'm not there yet. Like, this is still, I'm not that light switch that can just be like, oh yeah, this is our reality. I'm over it. Nor would I ever say for someone else to get over it. Like, that to me is just like, there's no empathy in that. So that's where I feel just like, not understood. I feel alone. But again, those are all the things that now I have to process solo and with my therapist and friends. But it's just, it feels very businesslike. And that to me is just like, that's where I'm emotional about it, because I never thought it would be like a business relationship like that, you know, where it's
right.
And it's like, what about there's how one person can be so businesslike and the other one's like very emotional. So obviously I'm, you know, on the emotional side of it, or I'm like, but how can someone be so businesslike?
right. And that's, you know, unfortunately, you know, as people with a different body part between our legs is that is sort of, you know, an MO of, you know, at least for me, I don't know. I don't want to put all men, you know, sort of in this bucket but for me and one of my, you know, patterns in life is to just be businesslike. Mm-hmm. Right. And to not feel and, you know, to not, you know, I was always told as a kid that I was too sensitive. And I took that as being bad, right. I took that as a bad thing or that I wasn't man enough. So I think that one of the things also was to be able to, you know, accept that. And I wish I could say that I learned that 14 years ago, but I just have learned that recently. But, sure. you know, one of the things that I did is probably just like what you're talking about is be able to disassociate the emotions or not feel and just replace that with business-like. And that doesn't mean that the emotions weren't there, but it was a way for me to protect the emotions underneath and not have to deal with it.
So that's like, I would love to get your input, like, as you know, the guy, because he was saying I was being cold. And when I shut something off, it's very, I'm like, hey, what's up? Because I like, it's either that or I'm going to be like bawling, crying, being like, I, you know, why did this happen? I didn't want this. So it's like, finding that in between for me has been really difficult, because I'm like, I'm not meaning to be cold, but this is like what you get now. I don't like, I'm not there like, hey, how are you?
Right.
You know, right. Like I am around the kids, but when it's just us, I'm like, hey, what's up? Why are you cold? Right. You don't want to know right. What I want to say.
Exactly. And that, you know, that's about owning, you know, anger, you know, is emotion. For me though, anger is also a secondary emotion, right? Of, you know, protecting something underneath it. But one thing that I had to do was, and still have to do today, is own my anger. And it is an emotion and it is something that needs to be processed, especially for me. I mean, if not, it comes out in the wrong way. And it comes out as saying things I don't want to say and doing all that. But when you look at the relationship with Nikki and I in the beginning, it almost had to be a dynamic of, or it would have been a dynamic of our old patterns and our old dynamic of throwing the emotional boomerang back and forth, right? Throwing the, you know, mean spirited or cold or whatever the dynamic was, and just throwing that ball back and forth and back and forth. Now, what we learned to do, and sometimes I did it, I think most of the time she did it, but was just drop the baseball and not throw it back, you know, and learn how to, this isn't going to go anywhere. This is, we've learned, we played this movie, right? Yeah, this is why we're, you know.
Yeah, I had to apologize the other day to him because I was, you know, just let my emotions get in the middle of what I thought should be happening. And then I was like, I'm sorry for letting what I think should be going on or happening. It was regarding the kids. I was like, I projected how I'm feeling right now onto the situation, and I'm sorry. So it was, I was proud of myself for owning it, but at the same time, it's just like, but I didn't want to be in the situation. But like, I left that part out.
Right. Well, you know? I mean, that, and that's what I've learned. Yeah, and that's what I've, and I also wanted to say that I forgot to say in the beginning is that I am not a lawyer. I am not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. So, you know, this is just, you know, my human experience. And it seemed to work, you know, with Nick and I. So the stuff I'm saying doesn't have any sort of basis in, you know, any sort of studies or anything.
But what makes it in the book, like, what are some things that will be really helpful for people to have that happy divorce?
Yeah, I think the main thing is putting our son first. And I think that, you know, gets thrown around a lot. And for Nikki and I, looking back on it, we didn't have this brilliant strategy at the beginning. But as you probably can relate, when you have a decision to make when you're in that divorce or divorced or early divorced phase, you know, and you have the simple math equation of 2 + 2, right? You could have 3 different answers, right? One for me, one for Nikki, and then one for our son. And what we tried to do was always go with the one that was best for Asher that equaled 4. And that included who we dated, who we brought around him, everything. And there was, you know, one story that we got divorced. Nikki, you know, sort of knew what I was going to do, you know, sort of sow my wild oats, if you will, be the, you know, sort of D-bag and date around. And, you know, she asked me, she called me one day and she said, can you do me a favor and not bring, you know, Mercedes, diamond, whatever.
Crystal,
right. Yeah. Gucci, you know, around Asher. And so... My
sorry
first,
to all the crystals, Gucci's, diamonds out there. We're not offense. Trying to typecast.
yeah, no offense. And so she asked me that, and the ego, the first response was, "Who the hell are you to tell me who I can and cannot bring around my son?" And there was a lot of those sort of first reactions. Now, I didn't say it because, you know, what I learned to do, and I still practice, and I try to do, is just to pause right before and not go off of that first, you know, gut check or that first reaction. And then I thought about it, and she was right. I mean, at the end of the day, that was what equals 4 for Asher, for to have him a revolving door of women in and out of his life with his dad, would not be good for him because he's already got this trauma of his parents getting divorced. Now he sees this other side. And so I said, "You're right. And I won't do it." And so, you know, it was a year before I brought a woman around and introduced them. And I, you know, gave Nikki, talked to her and explained to her how it was going to happen and when it was going to happen. And so that's just one example of many. But that's, I think, the, you know, when you have that, all those decisions to make, is what we did is we really put Asher first, and we continue to do. And we also, you know, part of a happy divorce is a happy child, right? And his happiness. And we gave him space, you know, to express himself. And that's one thing that didn't happen in my life and with my parents is it was sort of the event, right? It was this event, mom and dad are getting divorced. You know, they sat us all down in the living room and that was it. And there was no space or opportunity for us to express ourselves or to ask questions or to, you know, talk about how we're feeling. And so as for me, I was like, this is bad. I then internalized that and thought to myself, well, you must be bad. Mm-hmm. And so one thing that we've done with Asher is to give him that space and that opportunity to express himself. If he wants to stay another night at mom's house, even 14 years later, I mean, in the beginning it was a little harder, but yeah. Fine. Spend another night at your mom's house, right? It's mm-hmm. not about us. And if something's bothering you, talk about it. Mm-hmm. And so that's a component of it. But the other thing is the main thing is not the main thing. I talk about other people in our lives. And what's best for our son is to bring people into his life who understand our relationship, what we're trying to accomplish, and not become sort of a wedge that sometimes happens. Mm-hmm. It's easier when it's just Nikki and I and a bicycle. You add two more wheels to it.
Sure.
You know, and it becomes a car and they all have to work together.
They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Do you find that you guys have more respect for each other now than when you were married?
No question.
Yeah, because it sounds like it, you know, and I'm like, wow, that would be really cool. Because I think there was so much resentment from me and my ex with each other that it would be nice to one day get to that place where, he actually looks at me and doesn't resent me or hate me, and vice versa, you know, and we can just have just respect because we're putting the kids first, but also because we are respecting each other, you know, better than we did when we were married.
Yeah. And that's the turning point. I mean, at some point I can't even pinpoint when that happened, mm-hmm. but that was when the faking it turned into making it, mm-hmm. right? And it became this, you know, authentic,
okay. yeah.
real relationship where it wasn't forced. You know, today, Nikki, you know, has always been, except for, you know, a little time out there, but, you know, she's always had my back. She's mm-hmm. always seen me for who I am and loved me for who I am. I never, you know, there's a period there I didn't see it, but it came, it sort of had come full circle. And now, you know, she is, when she tells me things and gives me advice or calls me out on my nonsense, which she will do freely and oftenly, there's not that who that, you know, there's not that stuff that I would get when she would tell me that before, like
sure.
the you know, intellect trying to not take it in and to not listen to her. And it's just a different reaction.
So for the newly divorced couples, I mean, I kind of like what you said, just fake it till you make it in a way where it's like, you just, cause there's nothing has come good out. Nothing has come out well with, you know, him being mean or me saying something snarky. So it's like, it's just being nice, accepting this, what it is, what it is. And hopefully by time, then your emotions just start to catch up to that, right?
And then your life happens. I mean, that's the other thing, right? It is, as the time went on, it became clearer and clearer to both of us that mm-hmm. this was the right decision.
For
but
sure.
It's also, she got remarried and she started seeing that, okay, this is what it looks like. And then I would see how she looked at her husband now.
Mm.
And it was clear she never looked at me like that, you know? I mean, so yeah. So time and space, you know, creates, I think, a little clarity, at least it did for us, to be able to see why it happened and why, you know, why it happened. When you're in it and you got all those emotions, it's hard to take a look outside and to see what things really are. And so the, you know, faking it till you make it, is also, it sounds a little flippant, like saying it like that.
No, but I get it.
Yeah. At the same time, you have to deal with the emotional stuff. You have to deal with that. And the other thing we did, which I think is important, I don't know if they give awards for people who get divorced quick. Mm-hmm. Like there's no, it's not a race. Like there's no award for getting it over quickly and getting this man or this woman out of your life quickly. But an expensive lawyer bill, mm-hmm. a dark cloud that's going to follow you around the rest of your life. And most importantly, a dark cloud that's going to follow your kids around,
mm-hmm.
You know, for the rest of their lives. So we took our time, you mm-hmm. know, and like I said, Nikki was very graceful with her time, with allowing me that. And it took us, which we figured out the whole sort of business side of it after that coffee shop. We met at that coffee shop, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 more times, and actually just said, okay, what can we agree upon? And we ended mm-hmm. up doing the whole divorce settlement, or whatever you want to call it, there at a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. And then we handed it to the lawyers.
That's what I did.
and said, draw it up. Yeah. This is, you know, that's where the business side of it does. And you know, the business, you know, lawyers aren't mental health providers. They aren't therapists. They get paid more than therapists. I remember my lawyer.
Yeah, that they do. I love my therapist. Jason, shout out.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And probably my lawyer, I called her one day and she said, how are you feeling? And I said, Nancy, with all due respect, and I don't mean this to be, you know what, but you're $600 an hour. My lawyer's 125. If I want to talk about my feelings, right, yeah. I can go to my therapist and get 5 sessions.
Yes, 1,000%.
And so, you know, the time that we took was a big foundation, I think, of why we are able to sit here on your show and talk about our happy divorce.
Well, I love that. And do... What about the women, because I know there's a lot out there, that still don't have that closure or that apology? What would you say to them to move forward and not stay stuck in that wanting it and holding out for it? And do you think they will come around?
I hope that people And again, this isn't something, you know, I wish I could say I learned this a long time ago, but it, this is just a recent thing. It is expectations of somebody else and expecting something is just as it's just a premeditated setup for a resentment. Right. Mm. It's just because it might come, it might not ever come, but being able to take responsibility for your happiness, for your change, mm-hmm. for your life. I think we'll go a long way because for me, and I'm sure Nikki would say the same thing, is sitting around waiting for, if she had waited for me to do X and do that. That's why we got divorced, right? Because it was always if only. Mm-hmm. If only Ben would do this. Mm-hmm. If only Nikki would do this.
Yeah. Wow, that's very true.
And so, yes, you know, to the women listening, it would be great if everybody could apologize and do what Nikki and I did. And it wasn't just me apologizing. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't the spiritual giant in this, you know, in this equation. Nikki did mm-hmm. the same thing for me, but it wasn't an expectation. It, you know, I didn't go into that coffee shop with an expectation of her doing anything back to me or, you know, giving mm-hmm. me anything back except for just to get this off my chest. You know, this was for me. But I think the expectations, or the wanting something or needing something, yes, I understand that people want that and need that, but there's no way that anybody can ever control that. But you can, we're also determined or convinced our happy divorce doesn't have to be the, you know, land of rainbow waterfalls and unicorns that we live in. Mm-hmm. But if you're able to not hand the kids the emotional divorce or bill for the divorce and, you know, find some sort of happiness and peacefulness and fulfillment in your life, regardless of the other person.
Yeah.
Right. It still can be a happy divorce.
You know, my therapist said the funniest thing to me. Well, not the funniest thing, but it clicked. It was, I was trying to explain to her, you know, what I was wanting. And she goes, Jana, you're walking into Home Depot and asking for bread. You're not going to get bread at Home Depot. And I was just like, right. Amy, holy crap. That is right. Like, that makes so much sense to me. Out of everything that you just said to me, I was like, I'm literally walking into Home Depot asking for bread and milk. And I'm not going to get it at Home Depot.
But maybe you'll go to the next Home Depot thinking that they'll have it. Or maybe you go to Lowe's because maybe they, you know, they sell something that Home Depot does, right? And that's the other thing about focusing on somebody else that was so important that Nikki and I did is we focused on our side of the street. Mm-hmm. And that process was hard because it wasn't natural for me or Nikki. But, you know, even looking over there and going, oh, look at her. That's a little dirty over there. But, you know, focusing on what I can do and what I can change and take responsibility for it. And the other thing is the poison I realized that I was taking and Nikki was, you know, probably doing the same thing. The poison of this resentment, this anger and all this other stuff and hoping that Nikki died. Like, what kind of life really is that where you're sitting, you know, mm-hmm. taking poison and, you know, not being fulfilled in life, hoping the other person suffers.
Yeah. Mm.
And so that, you know, that's that was at the end of our marriage and up until, you know, that moment, you know, in the coffee shop. And I don't want to, you know, be inauthentic. It just didn't, you know, snap our fingers after that coffee shop meeting and everything was great.
No. For sure. I get that. But seriously, Ben, thank you so much for coming on. Everyone that's listening, get Our Happy Divorce. That's going to be my next book that I read. And just thank you for coming on, bringing your perspective. And I really, really, really appreciate it.
I appreciate you sharing your platform with us. And I know where you are and I know where people who are going through it are. And it's a terrible, traumatic experience, but it's not one that has to haunt or, you know, suffer. You know, I think one of my favorite expressions of life is that pain is mandatory, but suffering is optional. Mm. You know, and I think with divorce, that is no truer statement. There's no truer statement because it's painful. It is a terrible hopeless feeling and guilt ridden and all the other stuff with the kids. But the suffering part of it can be mitigated, and you know,
and Nikki, you can and have a happy divorce.
And you can have a happy divorce. There you go.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Jen. Appreciate you.
Well, I'm optimistic now with talking with him. And yeah, I think time kind of helps everything. I mean, let's be honest, a few months ago, I couldn't peel myself off the floor and get out of bed. So I think we're all moving in the right direction, and got to keep a positive outlook, especially for those babies. And I'm going to go now sit outside, because in 3 hours, Jolie's going to come home on the bus, and I want to make sure I'm not late. And the bus stop is right in front of my house. So I'm a psycho mom. I'll see you guys next week.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on etoin.com using code JANA. That's code JANA. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this, because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.